Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Kicking It With Ray. I'm your host, Rainice, and today we'll be doing the bios episode for Joey's Women. That season is starting on January 22nd. So Ashley of Ash Talks Batch and I sat down and went through all of the women so that you know who you're going to be watching. We were going to do the draft this episode, but we got so tired. So we're going to do that next week with our other friend, Rhea of the Bachelor Rabbit Hole. Enjoy. Hey, girl.
Hi, what's up, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm surviving, thriving. Yes.
Yes. 2024. Yes. Yes.
Trying to stay optimistic. It's too early to turn the other way.
It's too early, and yet so much has already happened in this short time.
So much. Like,
we were kind of talking briefly about Bachelor Nation news, and the biggest one of all that's heartbreaking to everybody, of course, is Rachel and Brian getting a divorce.
Yeah.
What did you think about this when you saw that news?
When I saw the news, what was happening? I did, like, me and my friends were doing a Secret Santa exchange, so... Because it was late, because it was the first. So that's the first time I was away from my phone that day or whatever. And I was like, not paying attention. I get on Instagram. It's like, Rachel Lindsay, Rachel, like, just in my face. You know, if you follow all the Bachelor accounts, I was like, what? This is fake. So then I looked at Brian's page, saw that shady story. Shady. And I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is happening. Like, there have been rumblings, and, you know, she has been open about their schedules and, like, dealing with trying to conceive and all those really difficult things that put a strain on anybody's relationship. So it wasn't completely out of left field for me, but the rollout of him initiating the statement, the comments being turned off, not hearing anything from her, I just felt like she probably knew, like, we don't know. We won't know until she's ready to speak. But it felt like it was coming just from Brian. So I was just worried about Rachel. Hope she's okay. Surrounded by love. But also just the timeline and everything, I just didn't like. It seems shady.
I agree 100%. It felt like she was kind of blindsided by this happening. I'm not saying she didn't know they weren't having problems. I think that you typically know that, but she had just done that interview with Nick Viall, like, right before Christmas, or was it one of the holidays? I can't remember which one, but talking about how they're trying to have kids and, you know, they don't post on social media because they have different lifestyles. Like, they have different schedules, and it all seemed very chill. And I know people lie. I know people try to put up a front. I just don't believe that Rachel would sit there and tell us she's trying to have a baby with someone that they were planning on filing for divorce.
Right. Like,
that conversation on the table. I'm not saying she would tell us that they were getting a divorce.
Right.
I just don't think she would have said all of that.
I agree.
She may have even told Nick off camera, like, don't let's not talk about it at all, because going down, and Nick would have respected that.
He seemed shocked in the subsequent episode that they released, and they were talking about it a little bit. So it seemed like he didn't have any idea based on, like, their interview as well.
And then even on New Year's Day, Rachel posted a year review video that had video clips of them.
Right.
Again, if you know your husband just filed for divorce, are you posting this?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It just felt very much like this was a one-sided decision. And I believe I even read something about, like, her signature wasn't on the documents or something. So, yeah, like, maybe he filed, she hasn't agreed to. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't really understand divorcing. And they're in California, so I know things are different everywhere. But, yeah, his statement, that just seemed like, I want to speak first before y'all try to twist the narrative and say something I did that I didn't.
Exactly. And I think she had posted a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember the date, her grandmother passing. So when she posted that reel and said that 2023 was challenging, I was thinking she was talking about, like, the difficulty with conceiving or losing a loved one. So I think all of that on top of that, for him to to do this filing, like when she's at this vulnerable position, it just also just doesn't add up. But I did like hearing her speak on the podcast with Van, and she posted that song by Fantasia. So I feel like she's in good spirits and we'll hear from her when she's ready. I'm ready to listen whenever she is, and just, you know, want to send her out the love and support that she deserves, because she's the reason why so many of us are even watching this show, still keeping up with what's going on. Like, would not be here if it was not for Rachel. So
would not be here. And I hope that she knows that. I hope that she knows we are so like obsessed with her as the first Black Bachelorette, and no matter what, I have her back and we support her. So big hugs to Rachel. Anything you need, we got you.
Yes, girl.
And fuck her ex Adam, Raven's husband.
I got so mad. I got to calm myself down, and I like send DMs to people. I'm like, did you see this? And I accidentally sent it to a person I was talking about one time. So now I like send the message. I send whatever it is, and then I'll go back and message like, this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just like, what was the impetus? Like, no one asked you. We know Raven and Rachel have beef. So like, there was no need for you to be here. Like, literally no one cares about you. So
yeah, it makes no sense. Why are you going to go ask my enemy's husband anything about me at all? That's crazy. And it's like Raven with her whole, like, I don't know why we're not friends anymore. Like, girl, don't give me that.
We all know why if they never say it. So,
yeah. You know, what do you think? Because I have a theory.
Well, I think, didn't Rachel in her book say something? Wasn't it in her book where she was like, Raven was,
she starts to lean towards it, but then she's like, I'm not going to say. So she doesn't say anything.
I think it has something to do with race. Like, I feel like Raven said something inappropriate.
So what I said, what my theory has always been, is that there's this video that came out the same year that they stopped being friends, and it was Rachel out with some of the other white girls from her season, and they're singing the song, and one of them says the N-word in the song, and we know that that's not okay. We know how Rachel feels about that, how she had to talk with Hannah Brown. So I think it was Raven. It was either Raven or Raven defended the person who said it to a point where it's like, you think that's okay.
Yeah.
And we know Rachel would never jive with that.
Right.
And that's one of those things where someone like Raven can be like, I'm not racist, I just said it in a song, so I don't really understand why she's so upset, because she should know my heart, blah, 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 blah. But to me, like, I didn't speak, my best friend is white. We've been best friends since we were in seventh grade. I'm her child's godmother. And she said the N-word one about her baby daddy, and I didn't speak to her for 2 years.
like there's a lot to unpack in that whole sentence.
Yeah, I was
like,
a lot. But my point is, like, when your friend, doesn't matter how much you love somebody, and they disappoint you, even if, like, the way she said it was definitely like fuck boy, but it was N-word instead of fuck boy. And like, yeah, your baby daddy is a fuck boy, but you don't get to say that word just because he is a fuck boy. He's still your child's father. Your son is a black man. So for me, it was like, I can't be friends with you anymore because of this. And I made her do a lot of work and apologizing to me and her and her son before I was ready to be friends with her again. So I can understand if that is what happened or something similar, and Raven wasn't trying to like apologize, I can understand Rachel being like, well, fuck you, girl.
I think now that you mention it, like, a lot of interracial relationships are discussed like all the time and different issues that come along, but not really interracial friendships and some of the challenges that come along with that, and like the comfort she had with you to do that. It's like, what about me makes you think that you can say that around me? So it's a whole, it's just, I went to an HBCU, so it didn't, in high school, my friendships with people were surface level. I mean, I kept up with some people from high school, but like, if you are only in a certain group of people, like, you just gravitate towards what's familiar. So it took me to going into the workforce to like building relationships with other people that are outside of my race, like close enough. Like, of course you have like colleagues, but I feel like, you know, when you're going on trips together, when you're like, you meet each other's family, when you're spending that kind of quality time together, when you with someone who is of a different race. I think there are some conversations that you need to have. One of my closest friends is who introduced me to the show, Jess is white. And so I feel like we have a lot of frank conversations, but she's done a lot of work to get to the point where I feel comfortable having those conversations with her and having those conversations. The show is always a really good vehicle to have conversations about race and like how it comes up in the show, how it comes up in dating, how it comes up in the interactions between women, because we see that a lot, even if like Kylie and Anastasia, I forgot how to say her name, but like those interactions come up all the time on the show. So I think that we can use it as a vehicle to talk about those things. But with Rachel and Raven, I definitely feel like something happened with that. I feel like what you said is, if it's not exactly what happened, it's as close as it can get.
Yeah. And I'm the same as you, where I went to Spelman. So HBCU, since then, most of my friends are Black. It was a white girl who brought me back into the show, and she's one of my really good friends now. During Ben Higgins season, she was watching it, and that racist stuff that was happening with Jubilee. And she texts me like, okay, I don't know if I'm just being sensitive, but I need you to watch this and tell me if this is racism. And ever since then, I've been hooked again. And like, she's so funny because she barely watches it anymore. She was like, it just got too white for me.
My friend and I, we keep up regularly with each other through the show and Love Island and Love is Blind. And also just because of life, like we still are intentionally in each other's lives. But I do think that we don't talk enough about those interactions and the microaggressions that we see constantly on the show. And I think there's a lot of people, I'm sure you get the same amount of DMs when you post things about microaggressions and like colorism, racism, all that with the franchise. There's lots of people who are allies, who are willing to engage, who want to engage in the conversation with us. I just feel like you also have that really progressive side of Bachelor Nation that is ready for us to move into the right direction. And then you have the regressive conservative side. So it's really America. It's a very American show. We have very American issues, and I think, you know, it is, people dismiss it as like a silly reality show, but I think also like stuff like this comes to the surface, and the show gives us an opportunity to talk about it without like it being personal. And you can learn a lot from it if you agree and engage in the dialogue.
Agreed. And then, like, moving kind of away from the serious part, did you watch The Bachelor, Golden Bachelor Wedding?
Yes. I feel like a lot of the stuff I heard was like people were being really cynical, but I loved it. I think it was like the best thing they did in a really long time.
There's definitely stuff that you can be cynical about, but I was just so happy to see a completed love story. We haven't seen a wedding in so long.
Right.
I just feel like every single person who meets on this show should get a wedding.
Yeah. So we can see it.
Did I love the bridesmaids' dresses? No. Did I love Kathy as one of the like pre-hosts, whatever? Not every time. Did I love Brayden and Christina Mendel getting engaged? No. but there was so much more just seeing the families. Teresa looked gorgeous. Do people not use hairspray with her, or her hair just like seriously not hold hairspray? I don't understand. I don't know what their hair routine is with her, but her hair always just looks like it's there.
When you get older, I feel like I'm 36, so nowhere near 70, but like when you get older, I feel like your hair changes anyway, like stuff that your hair used to do, it doesn't do anymore. I think the fact that her hair is not thinning or anything like that, like I feel like she looks good, because there's all sorts of issues that I didn't realize until you get older, like stuff happens. So I think she looked great. I love the people mingling part. It was my favorite. I just wanted to watch what was going on in the background.
Same.
Charity, 100, 10 out of 10, no notes. She was so good. Every time she starts giggling, like her little laugh makes me laugh. And I think she had a tough job getting those golden women. Like, you never knew what was coming out.
They were
gonna say.
She was kind of rein them in.
So her reactions to me made it better too. I am Charity, like I love every Bachelorette, but Charity is just like one of my favorite people in the world. I just love her. She can do no wrong. So I thought that was the right choice to have her as the host. I think Kathy like earned it because she spent so much time in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. I was talking, I don't think the Golden Bachelor was like, it was good and I enjoyed it, but it also like, I didn't feel like because of the 1 hour, we didn't really get to know as many of the women as I would have liked to. Yeah. So some of the times I didn't necessarily feel connected to some of the women, but I do like the premise of the show. I do like the message about like, you don't have to be, you know, you can still find love at whatever age. Like, I feel like it's overall, like one of the best things the show's ever done.
Yeah.
The wedding was a great culmination of that, a great intergenerational, everybody at their jobs probably has a coworker that's like 20 years older,
yes,
20 years younger. That's like, you're right or die. I'm like, where's Miss Angie at? You know what, yes, I'm saying? So I like that seeing young Bachelor Nation and the Golden Bachelorettes hanging out together. It just was, that's content gold. Like, I could watch, yeah, that all day.
It was so good, which is why I agree with you. I wish they had shown more of like what was happening in the background. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have seen all the leads just like, mm-hmm, come forward and say something. I just, mm-hmm, I wanted more of that for, mm-hmm, sure. I agree. I loved Susan as the officiant.
So good. So it, good.
She was so good. But she said, if you don't know who I am, why not? I fell over laughing. It was so funny. She was great.
She was, and like heartfelt. Like, I feel cheesy, but when she was like saying, she's like, when I said, Gary, I'm going to marry you. And then I really did. I ended up marrying you, but not in the way I thought. I was like, why is this making me cry?
It was like, so funny because she is marrying you. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was really sweet.
I loved the boudoir photo shoot, mm-hmm, they did for the bachelor,
so good,
party. Thought it was weird that they didn't show Gary having a bachelor party. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm, this was all about Teresa. This entire thing was about Teresa, and I loved
and
that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, totally.
They owed her.
They owed her.
They owed her because she got a bad edit. She got, I remember, a like, thinking, like, wait a minute, I think Teresa's going to win. And I was like, yeah, because they're kind of, I think they wanted to set us up mostly for like the shock factor of it. Mm-hmm. So, and the heartbreak for Faith and the heartbreak for Leslie. Yeah. But I feel like building those two heartbreaks up so much did a disservice to Teresa. So they owed her this wedding. They owed her the Mindy Weiss. They owed her this positive, like everything. Like, she was
everything.
Definitely owed. So I think it was worth it.
Yeah, because my biggest issue with this show completely, like throughout the years, is how they show the love story that doesn't win.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the wrong person.
Right. And
then we sit here not understanding how you chose this person because of,
right,
the other love story.
Right.
So yeah, they owed Teresa 100%. So I'm glad they really focused on her during the entire broadcast.
Me too.
All right, let's jump into Joey's women. We're going to be reading the bios. And then at the end, once we read all 32 women, you and I are going to pick, let's say eight women.
Okay. Okay. That
we're going to be on our team. And so for the whole season, we're going to root for them.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So let's get started. First up, we have Allison. Mm-hmm. Allison is from Pennsylvania. She's 26 and she's coming on this show with her sister Lauren.
Okay.
Which is wild to me. Giving Ben Higgins season with the twins.
Mm-hmm,
But it says Allison is ready for her rom-com level love story. The real estate agent has had multiple serious relationships but still hasn't found Mr. Right. She's looking for a man who is loyal, positive, mature, and kind. So she's excited to see if Joey is her perfect match. There's one catch though. Allison will be looking for love alongside her older sister and best friend, Lauren. The two have dated the same guy before at different times. So let's hope that experience prepared them for The Bachelor. Will Allison get the fairy tale ending that she has always wanted with Joey? Only time will tell. Fun facts about Allison. She's won mini costume contests. She enjoys a fruity gin spritz. And she loves getting dressed up for fancy dinners.
I think she's cute. I don't like the sister aspect of dating the same guy. Like, I don't have a sister.
I have three sisters.
I can't relate to that aspect, but I definitely would not date a best friend's guy or like a cousin, you know, have cousins who I consider close like that. I just don't think it's, but I mean, it's for the show. Yeah. So,
but they did it in real life before. And like my whole thing with that is, so I do have a really good friend who dated my ex. Actually, I have a couple of friends this has happened with, but each time that it happened, it's like either we weren't friends when I dated that person or like we broke, like it's always something where I'm like, no, I don't care. You know, like it's never been like we were friends while I dated him and now you're going to try to date him. Whereas like they were always sisters. So you were sisters when I dated him and now you're going to date him. I want to know how that happened, how that could come about. Because to me, the only way that's allowed is if y'all are getting married. You know the one. This is the one. And maybe you just needed to date me to meet them because this is your person.
Didn't that happen on Soul Food number one? We saw how that turned out with the sisters dating the same man. And also, I think I also watch a lot of like royal family stuff. And so I know that Princess Diana's sister dated Charles before she did. I just don't personally, it's a no go for me, but I know like the Bachelor is incestuous, not literally, but I didn't mean to say it like that, but like, you know, they date each other. Cause I'm more, you know, with the other news that we heard this week too, I'm more like, that's not, you don't do that.
Oh yeah, so, I forgot about that news story. I'm skeptical to talk about that yet because
I can go ahead and say I don't care what comes out. I'm still gonna be Team Tayshia. It doesn't matter 100%. If it was disproven. I don't care. Like I'm still Team Tayshia.
So for those of you who don't know, there's rumors that Caitlyn and Zach of Tayshia's ex-fiance Zach, are now dating because they've been spotted together at parties and I think at church or something.
I didn't hear the church.
Yeah. Church. Some type of event. I don't know what it was. They were sitting. It looked like pews to me, and I don't remember what the comment said. But they were sitting together there. I don't know if they're dating. I think that'd be a really odd couple if they were. She has a wine brand and drinks a lot. He is sober. I feel like that's not a good combination.
So you bring up the Bible unequally yoked since they were at church. Like they don't.
Yes. I'm not saying that you can't date someone who owns a wine company when you're sober. I just don't think that's a good idea. That's very tempting. And like, why? So I just, in my heart of hearts, I'm like, there's just no way that Caitlyn would date her friend's ex.
Well, I was listening to Dave Neal. I've been like holding on this. And he was saying like, Tayshia doesn't like Caitlyn and they weren't ever really friends. Ooh. And so there's no issue because they were never friends to begin with. I'm like, it's interesting that Tayshia is the one that doesn't like Caitlyn. Like, I'm sure there has to be a reason. Just like we were talking about earlier with Rachel and Raven, like the dynamics. I do agree that people should not be sending Caitlyn hate, and we don't know the whole story. And Tayshia has a really fine man, so I'm sure she right. But I do also think because of when they were working together, it was when she was going through the breakup, the whole public spectacle of the confrontation, or not confrontation, but she talked about it on what was it, the Mental All? And Caitlyn was like helping her through that. I feel like the public perception of their friendship does impact, you know, the public perception of this whole story. But I don't think that, you know, people should have jumped to those conclusions. And I support Caitlyn. If everything comes out that she was wrongfully accused, people should never do that. But if I had to choose between which bachelorette I'm more like closer or feel more affinity towards, it's definitely Tayshia.
And even if they are dating, why are you in that girl's DMs leaving nasty comments and stuff? Like, they are grown.
grown. Like, these people are in their mid-30s, so they're, like, actually my age.
We are all the same age here now.
Right, like, it's not these 25, 26-year-olds. These are, Zach is 40, if I'm not mistaken. They're, like, knocking on it. So, these people are grown-ups, and if wherever you find love, it's great. And I'm sure, like, if she's had a conversation with Tayshia, I'm sure there's things that have taken place off screen that we are not privy to. So that's the only reason why I agree with you about not jumping to conclusions. We got all of this from Allison dating the same man as her sister.
I mean, listen, it had to. But, I was trying to avoid it, talking about it, because we don't know. There's like nothing out. Nothing. But it is a Bachelor Nation hot topic right now. Right. And so we should definitely address it. And like, people, stop bullying people. This is not your life. This is their real life. Right. And they're allowed to move on. They're allowed to date whoever they want. Do I think it? I mean, because Dave Neal is saying they were never friends. They were something. They worked together.
Yeah, so they were coworkers. Yeah,
they had some type of relationship at some point. I loved them co-hosting that season together.
They were so good.
I just can't believe that they were just never friends. Right. Maybe they weren't besties. Caitlin is an habitual line stepper. and Caitlin is big on microaggressions.
Yeah.
With like it's so weird because I love Caitlin. I really do think she's funny to listen to. And I like that she's not scared of speaking her mind.
She has very many positives, yes.
Yeah, she has a lot of positives, but she doesn't understand racism. She doesn't understand microaggressions. Mm-hmm. The entire episode she did with Danielle, where they talk shit about
Sierra,
was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. like shit like that makes me not be able to root for Caitlin. So I'm like you, where I don't really care if she's dating Zach, but if Tayshia's pissed, I'm gonna be pissed.
Right. Whatever Tayshia says. That's why when she posted her little, that's why I was like, it has to be something, because she posted a little cheeky, you know, did somebody say something, looking like stunning, made me immediately throw away whatever I was eating. I'm like, nope. Tayshia is snatched. Yes. But I don't know. I feel like I'm neutral on Caitlin. She's not my favorite, but I don't wish any ill will towards her. But I definitely think, because of the nature of the show, them dating multiple people dating the same person, like, it is more accepted in that world. So we can't really apply our real world friendship, sister type relationships with what they have on the show, because it's just a different world.
Exactly. So I guess it's okay that Allison and Lauren are both on here.
I'm still personally, do you really like Joey? That's what we be talking about when the cameras, like, if you really like Joey, I'm gonna back off. And if I really like him, I'm gonna tell you, because we both can't really be into him. Like,
we're not both making out with this guy. That's just like, that's not happening.
No, the rest of every family event ever, you mean to tell me? No, there's no way. I wouldn't trust anything between the two of them if I was the one that he picked.
Hello.
I would not leave them in the room together to make potato salad, whatever, at the function. Like, y'all not being, no. I just wouldn't trust it.
Like, y'all both make it to final three, and you go home. Like, I'm sorry. Two hometowns in one. Let's be real, y'all.
That would be unprecedented. Jesse probably would be like, just keep both of them just so we can get this first time ever happen.
If they both made it that far, then we know those two are not winning, because there's just no way. There's no way you make it that far with both women and you have to pick one between them. So that means one of the other two women is winning.
I agree. It's not her.
So don't waste my time. Y'all will be gone before like week six.
But, you know, y'all can go to paradise, giving them twins, Joey and Justin. Y'all can do that. Watch that happen. It's too perfect in Bachelor World for them not to take up for that to happen.
That is hilarious. Yes, yes, yes. I agree. Let's make that happen.
Are you ready to go to Autumn?
Go ahead.
Okay. So Autumn is from St. Louis and she's 26. She's an account executive. She's a small town girl. Is St. Louis small?
No, it's not. Unless they mean East St. Louis, Illinois. A lot of people say St. Louis for, but like, no, St. Louis is not small.
Maybe we'll see her hometown and she'll tell us what she meant. She comes from a loving family where she's part of one of two sets of twins. I'm already confused. The account executive is extremely passionate about her job and is proud of her career-driven mentality. When she's not working, Autumn loves going to college football games, enjoying live music at her favorite bars, and listening to Coldplay. Her life is full and happy, and she's and all she's missing is her one true love by her side. She hopes to meet a loyal, fun family man and has her fingers crossed that Joey's the one for her. Let the journey begin, which I feel like is unnecessary. Spontaneously got a lip tattoo at a music festival. Okay. She doesn't understand why going through TSA takes so long. And she loves to get rowdy while watching college football. So college football again.
There's a few bios here where one of the fun facts they already mentioned in the bio. And I'm like, who got lazy? Who wasn't?
Or, you know, that could be all Autumn kept talking about. I'm like, let me put this twice because this is what this girl likes. She's cute. I feel like she's like an AI-generated bachelor contestant. Like, she looks like she'll be like top six. She's cute, fun.
Okay, Chandler. Chandler is as empathetic and driven as she is beautiful. She has her life figured out from her career as a graphic designer to her thriving New York City social life. But there's one major piece missing. Her man. Chandler has tried the dating apps and has been in her fair share of situationships, but she's ready for the real deal. She says, I am ready to love someone who will love me back. When she's not working, Chandler loves spending time with her mom and sister, trying new restaurants and going for runs down the West Side Highway. Is that like a running place? That sounds dangerous to me. Anyway,
New York.
Yeah, I'm confused. But her ideal date night is baking desserts together, and can't wait to see if her sweetness wins over Joey's heart. Chandler's fun facts: she once gave herself bangs. She loves good Sunday fun day, and she's seriously afraid of lightning.
It's
really pretty. What ethnicity do you think she is, or have you read anything?
Unconfirmed. I don't want to make any presumptions, but I think she's gorgeous. When I was reading her bio, giving me Kit, you know, like, you're too good for this. Like,
yes, she kind of looks like a brown skin Kit.
I think she's really pretty. Her hair, like, who did their hair? Like, I'm just.
The highlights are highlighting.
It like, is every perfection. Single one of
these pictures is amazing.
Yeah. I hope people will, I think, like, hopefully people will confirm, like, what their ethnicity is so that we can like talk about them appropriately. But I am loving that there are a lot of women of color on this season. Yeah. And
she might be like West Indian is what I'm.
Yeah. It's giving that. I just don't want to presume and then be like, oh, no, right. Her hair is so pretty. I like her. I don't know how far she will go, but I hope that she'll definitely, I hope that we see a lot of her. She's giving good vibes. I like that she's 24. So yeah, that's a good bachelorette age. I don't know.
Just as a reminder, Joey is 28. So I did take that into account when I was looking at the women.
Okay. Like
28.
They usually go younger. So.
Yes, they usually go younger.
good point for her being 24. Sorry, the previous girl who's 27, 26, whatever. Chandler's cute. Chandler's a cute name. I love everybody that I know personally named Chandler, which is just one
person. R.I.P. to Matthew.
No, I can't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sadness.
I watch Friends every night before I go to bed, and it's just like,
there's a girl on here who does too, and I was like, relatable content.
F1, she's winning.
Yep.
Okay, right. This is Krista. She's cute. Everybody's hair, I'm just in awe. She's 26. They have
a photographer or something because these photos are the best.
Amazing. So British Columbia is where she's from. That is in Canada, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound stupid. Okay. She's a marketing director, 26. It's easy to see what makes her a great catch. Her gorgeous smile lights up a room. She has a career that she's proud of, and her maturity is beyond her years. The Canadian beauty, thank you, has been engaged before. So she knows she's ready for marriage. She's just waiting to meet a man with no red flags. Ooh, girl, good luck. When she isn't hard at work at her marketing job, Krista loves reading Colleen Hoover books, going to breweries, and playing golf. She has also been a caretaker to many people in her life and is ready. Oh, that makes me like her. And is ready to receive the love she gives to so many others. When Krista loves, she loves hard and is looking for the right partner with whom to settle down. So she's super athletic, but can't ride a bike. Girl. She's a Christmas birthday baby, and she loves a competitive game of Scrabble. I like her the most out of everyone that we've read so far.
Yeah, I would have to agree. So far, she definitely is getting my points. I'm a Christmas baby too, so
Oh, really? Happy belated birthday!
Thank you. Thank you. So I relate to her there. And I also do like some Colleen Hoover books. So
You know
definitely
what?
A lot in common.
I like, because I read romance. I haven't read any Colleen Hoover, even though I've been gifted a couple books. Mm-hmm. But I just like that we are reclaiming things that people try to like make it seem like, oh, you shouldn't be reading romance or you shouldn't. Yeah. I love it. She's like, not only do I love Colleen Hoover books, I'm going to put it in my bio.
Yes, so, exactly. Do yes. You, girl. We love
She's
it.
She's my favorite. F1.
Okay, next we have Daisy. She is from Becker, Minnesota, and an account executive at age 25. Daisy is so ready to find the one. She comes from a big, loving family, and her parents' 30-plus year marriage has been the blueprint for the kind of love she wants for herself. Daisy has been through a lot in life and is ready for a man that will truly put her first. She's looking for a partner who is loyal, adventurous, and family-oriented, and will be there for her no matter what. The account executive's childhood was like a storybook growing up on Christmas tree farm, and now Daisy is hoping to find her fairy tale ending. Will Daisy and Joey have the love of story of a lifetime? Only time will tell. Her three fun facts: she enjoys singing in her car at the top of her lungs. No one loves ice cream more than Daisy. No one. And Daisy dreams of becoming a best-selling author.
Hmm.
Daisy's at the bottom of my list.
Well, I think she like actually sounds like a rom-com character. Mm-hmm. Like 100%. A Christmas tree farm. I was like, okay. But I think one thing I do like about her, because I recently tried to follow most of them on Instagram, I know she has like a hearing loss, so she has a cochlear imprint similar to Abigail, so she's like really talks a lot about that and advocates for herself and makes a lot of content around that, so I do enjoy the aspect of getting to know her in that way and learning from her. Her content has been good so far, and I think she also knows Katie Thurston somehow, so she's got a connection with that, but I haven't heard anything bad about Daisy, but she's like not one that I like would gravitate towards, but I'm not Joey, so yeah.
I think I just get annoyed when people lean on their parents' 30-year marriage as if that means you're the wife material, your husband material. Like, you could still be a fuck boy or fuck girl. Their marriage lasted doesn't mean yours will.
Right. My parents have been married for 40 years and I'm very single. So
yes, hello.
There's no correlation. I wish that would be good for me.
Right. So yeah, anytime I start seeing that, I start just getting tuning out. But yeah. I do love a diversity story. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we didn't get to hear enough about Abigail's journey. So maybe we'll hear more about Daisy's.
Yeah, I think that'd be good too. So the next person is Edwina. I like her. Her dress is cute. I like her ponytail, half up, half down, her braids. She is from Atlanta.
Hey.
She's 25. She's an entrepreneur. Just everything. The more I read, the more I love her. She's a woman of the world. She was born in Liberia and moved to the United States with her family when she was 11. She taught herself to crochet when she was a child living in West Africa. And now she runs her own crocheting business with clients across the globe. While it might take a little time for her to come out of her shell, when she does, Joey will learn that she's creative, nurturing, and loyal. She's looking for a man who is honest, self-aware, funny, and supportive of her passions. Edwina's close-knit family has her excited to start a family of her own. She is serious about finding love on this journey. So, Edwina, let the journey begin. I feel like they said that exact phrase and one not long ago. Oh, I love her already. She really wants to know how to learn how to play tennis. Edwina is terrified of cats. And Edwina, yes, I am too terrified of cats because they're quiet. They're everywhere. Like, they pop up. I don't know where they are. I just don't know. I feel you, Edwina. She once flew to Paris for a day just to see the Eiffel Tower.
That's why she's my favorite. I did have to rank her a little bit lower than some others just because of being terrified of cats, because I love them.
Oh, gosh.
But
I'm
like,
sorry.
I'm not offended by it. I understand. Like, I mean, I have a scratch on my eyebrow from a cat that was thrown at my face when I was 6. And so I was terrified of cats for the longest too, because of that happening. And then I started fostering them, and they are seriously the sweetest, like just the most pure, genuine animals out there. And they're such a good judge of character. And people love dogs, but which animal did they use in the civil rights to kill us, to chase after us, bite
us? Not cats.
Not cats. So I'm just saying, give cats a chance. But I too have flown to Paris for a day just to see the Eiffel Tower. So relatable content. I'm wondering if she has airline benefits as well.
I've never been to Paris. It's a place that I would love to go, but I hope she played, you know, that song with Kanye and Jay-Z while she was there, because that's a goal.
You have to.
Everyone should at least once.
Yes. Okay, so next we have Erica, who is from North, is it Bergen or Bergen, New Jersey?
I said Bergen, sounds better.
She's from New Jersey, so she's 25 and a leasing agent. So I'm assuming that means she works in an apartment building. Yeah. All right, so Erica is a full package and is ready to meet her dream man. With gorgeous curly hair, a successful career, and her adorable dog, Cleo, this girl has it all. The biggest thing Erica is missing in her life right now is her future husband, and she says that finding love is her ultimate goal. She wants to meet a partner that she can travel the world with and try new restaurants with, and she is hoping Joey has the same love for adventure that she does. In her free time, Erica loves reading and dreams of writing her own bestseller one day. Could this be the beginning of her book-worthy love story? Fingers crossed. Her three fun facts is that she loves to paint and sip. She can sleep literally anywhere as long as she has a comfy pillow. And her brief emo phase in high school still haunts her.
She's cute. I like her.
Yes. I love the curly hair. Yes. She spells her name the same way my best friend who passed away does. So already on her side. because there's so many different ways to spell Erica. So
like, yeah.
Whenever you see one, they're like, oh, relatable.
I like her. I like her. I have nothing negative to say. She looks really cute. I'm excited to see how her personality is, because there's so much that you can't glean from just like a paragraph. Right, but I like her from what we see.
So see, a lot of times authors can be really quiet and reserved because they're observing their story. So I hope that we actually like get to meet her, that she's not reserved and like, yeah. I also love paint and sips. So
yeah, that made her sound like somebody I would like want to hang out with.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is Evelyn next. She's really cute. Oh, they're so cute.
She's giving me Kelly Rowland vibes.
Kelly's like my favorite.
A little bit? Yeah.
I love Kelly. She's 29. She's from San Antonio, Texas. So maybe you're getting the Texas from her.
Oh, yeah.
Evelyn is a bold. They're from Houston, right?
The Spurs? No. Oh, well, I mean, Beyonce? Yeah. Houston, but I was saying go Spurs because I'm a Spurs fan from San Antonio.
I don't know any. Okay. No, I'm big on NBA. I like Ja Morant. I don't know. I just like people. I don't like teams. But Evelyn is a bold, outgoing woman who isn't afraid to speak her mind. She was born and raised in San Antonio, Texas. And while she still lives in her hometown, Evelyn is ready to see the world. The nanny, I forgot to say that she was a nanny, loves traveling and is hoping her future husband is also adventurous, hardworking, and open to growth. She comes from a big family with 8 siblings. Wow. And is ready to start a family of her own. She is confident and funny and is looking for a partner who can keep up with her big personality. She knows what she wants, and good luck to anyone who tries to stop her. She is a Hamill fan. Is that Hamilton?
I mean, that means Hamilton.
I don't like him. I feel like people are going to... Evelyn really wants to go on a lunch date with Charity Lawson. Same, we can make it a trio. Evelyn isn't really a bucket list kind of person. I feel like Hamilton just, you know how some people tell you like incessantly about something to the point you're like, I just want to be contrarian because everybody's telling me this is great. So I never really gave it a fair shot.
Ashley.
I know.
I'm a little biased because history is my favorite subject and I love musicals. So I was going to love it regardless.
I will watch stuff that are musicals, but it's not like the drawing point for me. But I like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's probably my favorite musical.
Love that show. Yeah. It's so funny. That is
it was good.
The way they did that was brilliant. But I feel like if you like that, then you would love Hamilton, though. Did you see it or were you just like, no, because everybody.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it and in 2024 I'll be like, guys, have you heard of this?
And I want you Hamilton? To come back on the show when you watch it.
Have you heard of this play called Hamilton?
I finally watched it.
Everybody be like, what? But yeah.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Next, we have Jen. This is a picture. It's just everything.
She's so cute.
She's a physician assistant student. Okay, so not actually a physician's assistant.
Not yet.
From Miami, and she's 25. Jen is bubbly and compassionate and has dedicated her life to helping others. She is currently studying to become a physician assistant, and while she is passionate about working in healthcare, she's also ready to prioritize finding love. Jen has had multiple serious relationships, but is still looking for a man who's as reliable and thoughtful as she is. When she's not studying, Jen loves reading books like The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which is a great book. She also enjoys paddleboarding and traveling whenever she has the chance. This beauty is bilingual and is excited to talk to Joey about her family's Vietnamese background. We can't wait to see if Jen and Joey... Oh my God, I can't talk anymore.
Like, it's okay, we've been reading a lot.
Wait to see if Jen and Joey hit it off. Jen's fun facts is that she knows aliens are real. She doesn't leave home without chapstick. And Shawn Mendes's music regularly makes Jen cry.
I like her. I follow all of them. I feel like she's been putting out content that's like cute already.
Okay.
And I don't personally relate to the Shawn Mendes. I feel like that's not my generation.
Not my vibe.
But she seems fun. I like that she's still in school. Like, she has her, I hope she finishes and like doesn't like become, well, she could do both. She could do both. She has multiple.
Finish it, but if you want to become an influencer too, that's fine. But just like,
right. Who would, like, if I could, I would be full time. Absolutely. So
we talked about this. It's hard doing it on your own, but yeah.
Yes.
It's work. I love The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. That was a really good book. So I like that she likes to read.
Me too. I haven't actually read that one. I have it. I'm also like really, I do read a lot. I try to read at least. Well, last year I read 45 books, which is not as much as I wanted. But I like to read, but I haven't read that one. Again, I think it's the same Hamilton. Like, it was everywhere, and whenever I was talking about it, I was like, I'll read it whenever. It's on my TBR.
Yes. Let me know when you finish that one, because the plot twist. Plot twisted, okay?
I also saw that spoiler. You can't ever look at the reviews on Goodreads. It's like, I was like, ah. But it's my fault, because I love
Mark, if it's a spoiler in here, that's rude.
But I'll still act surprised.
Yeah.
This is Jess. She looks a little Hannah Brownie, which I like Hannah Brown. She's from San Diego.
Hannah Ann, too.
Giving Hannah Ann a little bit. She is. She's 24. She's from San Diego, which is a hot spot in Bachelor Nation. She's an executive assistant. She's always dreamed of finding her perfect fairy tale love story. She's excited to meet Joey because she wants to find someone that she can trust her heart with, someone who will respect her, and someone who will do anything to cherish their relationship when she's not hard at work helping people who have been impacted by natural disasters. Oh, wow. Jessica. Not Jess. They changed it to Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica loves belting out Taylor Swift songs, trying new restaurants, and spending time with her adorable Yorkie poo named Charlie. No E. Joey, are you ready to be a dog dad? Jessica is a self-proclaimed hopeless romantic who is ready for the real deal and can't wait for her bachelor journey to begin. Her fun facts she describes her personal aesthetic as country glamour, which is too close to the Nelly song. She read her first book for fun last summer. Okay, I'm out on her because I'm an English teacher. She's a sucker for a pretty view. Your first book for fun at 24, Jessica?
For fun? Like, at 24? I would have never
told them that.
I would have never admitted to that. Like, that's just very disturbing.
Well, at least she started, you know? She started.
But then it also says last summer. So, like, a that's year it.
What book was it, girl? Was it Colleen Hoover? Evelyn Hugo?
Wait a minute, because these bios dropped in December. So when you say last summer, do you mean 2022?
We need to investigate, find her on Goodreads and see her profile.
What have you been doing since then? Please tell me you've read more since then. I'm very disturbed.
Been belting out Taylor Swift songs since then.
Hello. And is this kind of random how they threw in when she's not hard at work helping people who have been impacted by natural disasters? Why would she be doing that? What?
She doesn't have time to read. You know what? She's in the trenches with the hurricanes and earthquakes and volcano eruptions.
Audiobooks, okay?
She's in the trenches. I take it back, Jess. I don't know your life.
I need to know what
it's the first time she had a break.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back. Let's jump into Caitlin. To Caitlin. Caitlin is 25. She's a radio chemist from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Kaylin is beautiful, intelligent, and tremendously accomplished. The radiochemist bought her first home at only 23 years old and has big plans for a future career in medicine. When she isn't hard at work, Kaylin loves hiking, reading Sarah J. Maas fantasy novels, which are the court books. So yeah, I just finished that series. And grabbing a drink at a local cocktail bar. She is extremely proud of her Vietnamese heritage and is looking for a partner who will embrace her culture alongside her. Kaitlyn also hopes her future husband is supportive, adventurous, and a feminist. She says she believes in soulmates and is really hoping Joey is hers. We can't wait to see if Kaitlyn and Joey hit it off. Let's see. Her three fun facts. Kaitlyn is a cribbage queen. I don't know what that is.
No idea.
Kaitlyn really struggles with putting away her laundry. Same.
Yes, girl.
She loves heights. The higher, the better.
It's a cribbage queen.
I have no idea. I probably should have Googled that. What is cribbage? It sounds like a sport of some sort.
Right. I like her. I like her own house at 23.
That's amazing.
You're doing a lot, Kaitlyn. Like, I'm feeling a little under accomplished.
okay, it's a card game. Cribbage. Okay. It was a card game traditionally for two players that involves playing and grouping cards in combinations, which gain points. That's all. I don't.
Interesting. I've been looking for two player games, so I'll add that to my list. Thanks, girl. Yeah. Okay, she's back up on my. She's
back up there. She had me at the Sarah J. Maas books. I enjoy that series, but yeah, I'm in on Kaitlyn. She's a Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. You know what I love? Whenever they tell you in their bio, what
period? And we've had two Vietnamese people of Vietnamese heritage. So that's exciting.
Yeah, like tell me that y'all both. Right. Because I want to see y'all interact. Right. Because I don't want to be guessing and guessing wrong. Just say it in your bio. Like, say you're proud of it and move on. I don't know. It's always weird to me when they don't put it in there. It's like, are you trying to assimilate? Like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm. So I agree. So I'm excited to see her. She's one that's up there for me. So this is Kayla next. She is 27. She's a guidance counselor. Okay, I already love her because she's in education. Excellent. Hamilton, Ohio. She's an outgoing, trustworthy, and unapologetic woman with a big personality. She has been in a serious relationship that lasted 8 years. She's 27.
Exactly. Why?
But she was ready for her forever, and her ex was not. Oof. Kayla isn't messing around when it comes to dating and is ready for the one. The high school counselor says she wants to enter her soft girl era. You deserve it, Kayla. She's working as a high school counselor. She's tired. And settle down with the man who's ready to love to have kids. When she isn't working, Kayla loves reading Harry Potter, watching Schitt's Creek, and hanging with her rescue animals. This beauty is tired of being the third wheel in her friend group and is hoping Joy will be her forever plus one. She wants stop traffic to save a baby duckling. Oh, she really loves Harry Potter and dreams of eating her way around the world. I'm all in. Okay.
Another one where the fun fact was already mentioned in the paragraph, but yes.
Yeah.
Kayla is my F1. I don't know if she's Joey's F1, but she's
so great. Yeah. I just, as an educator, I know if she's been deep in the trenches with high school counseling during the pandemic, she's had to deal with a lot of stuff and help kids manage a lot of emotions. So.
And that's what I went to school to be, a guidance counselor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what my major was, psychology, minor in child development. I spent a lot of my hours in like following counselors. So I do that a little bit now as a flight attendant. I'm also part of our peer support team. So like I do counseling essentially, but for adults, it's a little different. So no, I just respect the hell out of her. I also am a Harry Potter fan and I love Schitt's Creek. So I'm all always-
Yeah, I like her too.
So we have two Kelseys this season. This one's Kelsey A. She's from New Orleans. She's a junior project manager and is 25. Kelsey A is really something special. The Southern sweetheart spent most of her childhood growing up in Germany on a U.S. military base, and she's extremely close with her big, loving family. I did too. The project manager now lives in New Orleans, where she enjoys taking the streetcar to new restaurants, walking around the French Market, and having a picnic with her friends. Kelsey A likes making thoughtful gifts for her partner when she's in love, so hopefully Joey's ready to be showered with homemade tokens of her affection. Kelsey wants to meet a man with a great sense of humor, who's understanding, and who loves giving back as much as she does. She hopes to start her own nonprofit one day, and she's hoping Joey is along for the ride. Her three facts, Kelsey only needs 12 hours to plan an international getaway. She often wonders how the world would be different if social media didn't exist. and she takes pride in her gift-giving abilities. Kelsey's high up there for me.
Yeah, I think she's really cute, and I would like for her to plan trips for me. 12 hours, girl? Like, what are you doing? Give us your tips. And also, I'm a good gift giver, I think. So
yeah, I like that. I have definitely done some last minute trips. I will say I'm terrible at planning them though.
Great.
Yeah. No, like even like the time we went to Paris for one day, we literally planned that the day before because we were supposed to be going to Mexico. There was a snowstorm in Chicago. So they all of the flights for the next day to anywhere in America were moved to that day or canceled. It was just bad. The only flight that we could get on was going to Paris. So like literally we just had to hop on the plane and go to Paris. But even then it was like trying to plan it. I guess I could do it. I could do it, but it's definitely like you have to really just be willing to do anything. So and like you can't have any type of like, oh, I need this. No, what are we gonna do? We're here for a day, we get in at this time, let's just figure it out. So but most people can't do that. Most people are not able to get up and go international with 12 hours notice. So
no, but I need to plan a spring break trip, so I'll be DMing you and Kelsey, my girl.
Yeah, we get help off. Me.
So this is Kelsey T. She's a, these okay. pictures, she is 31 and she's an actor from LA, and she's the kind of woman who radiates joy and ambition everywhere she goes. She describes herself as understanding, adventurous, and ready to embark on the adventure of a lifetime with Joey. Kelsey T has multiple long-term relationships and was engaged to her ex. She knows she's ready to fall in love again and wants a man who will appreciate the thoughtfulness she brings to her relationship. In her free time, Kelsey loves to have game nights with the girls, spend time with her big, tight-knit family, and play around a beach volleyball. She says when she meets the right person, she usually falls in love hard and fast. So buckle up, Joey. We're diving into love head first. She likes when wild lizards crawl into her hands. That's where we differ.
Such a like random
very random. How did they get that from her?
Why is that a fact that popped out for you?
Like, what question did they ask to get that answer? She describes herself as a grade A hype woman. Love that. She wants to thank Destiny's Child for getting her through her adolescence. Okay, the Destiny's Child, the hype woman, I can, you know, the lizard thing. We don't have to have everything in common, girl.
You don't gotta be perfect.
Love Kelsey T. She's cute. I'm all in.
She's absolutely gorgeous. It just makes no sense, to be honest.
She is so pretty. Who is still single? It doesn't work out with Joey.
Listen, I'm going to hit up Trey. Like, listen, I got some Atlanta on here for you.
I love Trey.
I do too. So definitely going to be. And then technically, Garen is still single.
He is. Garen, she would be cute. Wait, where is Garen? Is
he's in LA? In LA. So. Oh. Yep. I'm going to send this to him. Like, what's your status as of today?
I'm like, this you? Question mark.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Next we have Kyra. She is 26 and a paralegal in Miami, Florida. Kyra is a quirky, hilarious woman who isn't afraid to speak her mind. The paralegal lives in Miami where she loves going out to bars as much as she loves staying home and playing Sims. I love playing Sims. So Kyra is looking for an honest, loyal, and funny man who can keep up with her sense of humor. Her dream date is spending the day at the beach and heading to a comedy show at night. Kyra says she's in her carpe diem era and is ready to have new experiences and hopefully meet her perfect match. Acts of service is her love language, and she's even written poems for her exes. So Joey, get ready to be spoiled by Kyra's love. Fun facts, Kyra makes the best kung pao tofu. She loves to look through her old yearbooks, and her go-to dance move is classic sway side to side.
I like her.
I mean, I like her because she's black. I feel like, I honestly feel like if she wasn't black, I would be bored by this bio.
Yes. Did you watch, what is it? Summer House Martha's Vineyard?
I did not.
She gives me, like, this one girl, Bria, she kind of looks like her. Okay. She's cute, though. Like, yeah, I feel like this bio isn't really giving, so... We have to see what she does.
Yeah, I hope that we get to see more of her personality.
Right. Next girl's Lainey. She looks like a Lainey. Like if you were looking up a Lainey in a dictionary, this picture would pop up. She's 27. She's from Philly. She's an adventure seeker. And here at The Bachelor, adventure she will find. She's a realtor whose positive, bubbly personality is infectious, and she has a heart of gold. Lainey comes from a big Polish Greek family, and her parents have been married for over 30 years. She's hoping to find a love like her parents and is looking for a man who is emotionally available and mature. She's tired of all the situationships. Oh, girl, what happened? Lainey wants to find her travel buddy for life who's ready to take on the world with her. So, Joey, I hope your bags are packed. We can't wait to see if these two hit it off. I feel like they start bringing Joey in and they're like, we don't have anything to say. Lainey lives for a good happy hour. Lainey doesn't mess with sharks under any circumstances. Lainey hopes to buy a house in Greece one day. I feel really bad. Hope she goes far, but Lainey's kind of forgettable for me.
Yeah. Every time I scroll past her face, I'm like, who's that? I can't. I just don't. I'm not going to remember her.
I don't remember seeing her at all. And I've watched all the promos and looked at this list before, and I don't remember.
Yeah, not at all. All right. Now we have Lauren, who's the sister of Allison. She is a registered nurse, and she's 28. So she's Allison's older sister. Lauren is a total package of brains, beauty, and hilarious personality. The nurse is especially passionate about her career and is the life of the party when she's not working. Lauren loves attending group fitness classes and music festivals in her free time. She's also very close with her family, including her sister, Allison, who is also vying for Joey's heart. Lauren loves a man who is motivated, funny, and with whom she feels safe. One thing Lauren can't stand is men with bad hygiene. She wants a guy who takes care of himself. She's a true romantic and thinks she's single because her standards are high. Let's see if Joey is a man of Lauren's dreams and that she's been waiting for. Her fun facts is that she's an avid voice texter. She finds cleaning to be therapeutic, and she went through a serious punk phase, spikes and chains included.
She's really pretty.
Gorgeous.
That's probably the most interesting thing. I don't know. I just wasn't wowed by her bio. Like, I kind of like Allison's bio more, and it might have just been because she was the first person, and now we're deep in the L's, and like, yes. It's getting a little repetitive.
Yes.
But she's really pretty.
I wonder if they're going to come out together and do like a sister's thing.
That would be cute. I forgot how Allison looks. I need to scroll back up.
They look identical, to be honest. One of them's going to have to change their hair or something.
Gosh, they do. I don't want to get to compare their looks.
Yeah, and I don't want to get down to the nitty gritty and like, oh, who's prettier? Like,
but how will I remember who's
who? One of you got to cut your hair.
Yeah, somebody got to put a blonde streak in there or something. Yeah.
Lauren, but maybe I think, go back to the spikes. I don't know.
I think Allison, I'm going to go ahead and say, like, if you're the younger sibling, you've probably been trying to like stand out and like not be in the shadow. So I'm pretty sure like maybe Allison just has more personality because like she's trying to stand out or apart from Lauren, but they're both insanely gorgeous and I think they will go really far.
Allison looks like she might be a little less curvy than Lauren.
Yeah,
maybe like side by side we'll be able to tell them apart.
Yeah, they're both like show-stoppingly beautiful. Stunning. Yeah.
Yeah. So he can't go wrong if we pick either one of them. I
know.
I just don't think they're going to go far. I'm sorry. That just becomes awkward. So
no. I never get it right. Who goes far?
I got it right one time.
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
The next person is Leah. She's the girl that was on AFR, right?
Yeah. She's the one who got the girls there.
She's from, I don't want to mess it up. Oahu, Hawaii, please forgive me. She's an accountant manager at 23. Well, I should read these before we talk. Leah might have met Joey after the final rose, but she's ready to make her second first impression. The Hawaii native is proud of her roots, confident, and lights up every room. When Leah isn't working, she loves spending time painting, hiking, and being by the ocean. She loves the beach so much that she wishes she could be a fish for a day. I think she was a sea creature in another life. They could have kept that one. Leah takes relationships and love very seriously and has never been one for casual dating. She's ready to be wifed up. Yes, get flued out, wifed up. And is a sucker for a big romantic gesture. Joey, we hope you're taking notes. Leah was on the canoe paddling team in high school. Leah plays the flute. I did too, girl. And would love to teach music. She's a cliff diving enthusiast. I think Leah is a great person. I did not see any chemistry with her and Joey, but she's really cute.
I thought that entire segment was so awkward. And it was. I'm like, why did y'all do that to either of them? I hope that, I hope that doesn't turn out like with Brie, with what happened on Zach's season where she got the
outvote.
And then
that was
people
bad.
Were just like, I think people were just gunning for her and like making her feel bad. It got to her head. And I hope that happened with Leah.
Yeah. All Brie's thriving now.
I am rooting for Leah though. She's cute.
I think so too.
Yeah. So anyway, Lexi, she's from Atlanta, Georgia, 30 years old, and a digital strategist. Lexi is a sweet soul who is really ready to find the one. The digital strategy manager has everything going for her, but now she wants someone to share in her many successes. Lexi is loyal, kind, and smart, like graduated top 1% of her MBA summer program at MIT kind of smart. She moved over 15 times during her childhood, me too, and is ready for a stable
15 times?
Man.
Moved 3 times my whole life.
Listen, I'm not bragging about it. It wasn't that great, but where was I? And she's ready for a stable man who will stand by her side through the good and the bad. Lexi says that when she loves deeply and is a ride or die for her person. Lexi is here to find her perfect match and hopefully return home with Joey by her side. Lexi loves to play soccer. She cannot live without her self-tanning mousse, and her life goal is to run a marathon.
Based on this picture, I don't know how far she's giving little Maddie Prue in the face.
I loved her bio. I hated her fun facts. Her fun facts are some, like, the most basic bitch ever. Like, you love your, you can't go anywhere without yourself, Tanner. What?
But I think because she's moved a lot, she'll be good navigating like the dynamics of the house, because she won't really. Because
when you move a lot, you have to learn how to meet new people and click with them really easily. So I agree. She'll probably make friends easily.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the Maddie Prue comparison, too. I definitely see that.
She's giving a little Maddie Prue. But nothing about God in her bio, but she's giving a little Maddie. The next person is Medina. She's really pretty, too. Oh, we didn't talk about Lexi being a little older.
Oh, yeah, she's 30, which I personally love the 30-year-olds.
Me too.
But she is older than Joey, so we'll see how he likes older women.
They haven't really done, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's been a while since it's been like, I'm the much older person in the house than you, for the women.
I feel like the last person was on, like, that I can remember, was on, like, Colton's season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was a big beef between the younger ones and the newer ones. Or the old, or maybe that might have been Zach's season, actually. No, it's not Zach, Pilot Pete, because Pilot Pete was after Colton, right?
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since they played that trope. Watch they bring it back up, because we predicted it. But this is Medina. She's from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a fellow Carolina girl. I love that. She's a mental health therapist. She's 31. She has a huge heart. She comes from a Bangladeshi family and describes herself as ambitious, loyal, and caring. She's passionate about her work as a mental health therapist and loves helping people change their lives. I wonder if she does virtual clients when she's working with clients. Just not for me. Obviously for me, Medina, be my therapist. Right. She isn't working with her clients. She loves exercising, dancing, and watching the British Bake Off. Her life is very full, she says, that she has a lot to be thankful for. I just truly feel like the one missing piece is my person. The therapist is hoping to meet a man who's mature, empathetic, and who won't be on his phone the whole time during their date nights. I feel like Joey's going to give her so much uninterrupted eye contact that she's going to be like, can you look away? Medina believes true love. His eyes are like crazy. Yeah. She believes true love is within reach, and we hope she's right. Not a lot of mentions of Joey, so she might be really, you know, well-rounded.
She older. Loves. She's 31, so
she's lived life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love her. She loves to unwind with a face mask and a cup of tea. I did both of those things today. She's a big supporter of color-coded organization, and she's never been camping. Yeah, and doesn't see that changing. Medina's that girl.
Yeah, I have been camping. I do like it, but I do. It's like an elevated camping, not quite glamping, but like, we weren't sleeping on the floor in tents.
Mm.
We were like in a renovated what was it, a train caboose, basically, that they had like put out in the woods, and we slept on cots out there.
Okay.
So not quite glamping, but not quite on the ground camping either.
Well, me and Medina are probably not going to do that with you, but it sounds fun.
I don't mind it. I don't know if I'm on the ground. I don't think I could do like on the ground. Mm. Have to find and forage your own food. Not quite that girl. Okay, let's see. Next we have Maria. Maria is 29. She's an executive assistant from Kleinberg, Ontario. Maria is a bold, outgoing person or woman who isn't afraid to speak her mind and go for what her heart wants. The Canadian beauty is so done with short-term flings and situationships. How many times are I going to say situationships in these bios? I can't. And she's ready to settle down with her perfect match. And lucky for Maria, a psychic reading recently left her thinking that Joey could be her future husband. Time will tell if the psychic's foresight was right. I want to know what the psychic said. I hope that's like
what
the first.
What was said, girl?
Maria's interests are extremely well-rounded, including a black belt in taekwondo, karate, a love for a big plate of spaghetti, and an obsession with horror movies. She wants a man who can embrace her passions, and while Maria loves horror, she hopes Joey won't leave her ghosted. Maria loves a good disposable camera photo shoot. She dreams of eating sushi in Japan, and she's obsessed with horror movies.
I think she will be much more fun than like this picture is giving.
Yeah, this picture is getting Little House on the Prairie kind of.
I like her top. It's cute, especially if I was, you know, if I had smaller. I feel like when you have a bigger chest, you can't really pull that off. But I think she looks cute. I think it's just like lacking something.
I think that this particular picture is not flattering for that for that particular shirt. With this style of shirt, you really need to have your hair up or at least off your shoulders, because it's got a really cute neckline, and then it's got the puffy sleeves. The puffy sleeves need to have your hair off of
the
it.
The moment, yeah.
Yeah, so this picture isn't doing that shirt any justice, and it just gives, like, conservative to me.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She's very pretty.
You know, her bio is kind of all over the place. I love a girl in taekwondo. We love it. But then also can eat a whole plate of spaghetti.
She seems really fun.
I personally am not a horror movie fan. But
not me either.
I always admire people who are. Because
yeah,
what is wrong with your nerves?
Yeah. I mean, some people like to live on. I feel like life is scary enough.
Yeah.
I don't need a jump scare.
And I'm weird because I love true crime podcasts, but for some reason, I can't do horror. I think for me, it's the guts. It's the like the blood and guts scene. I don't want to see that. Okay, I don't want to see that. I don't mind you talking about it, but visualizing, I just too much.
The only true crime podcast I ever listened to is the best podcast of all time, which is Serial Season 1.
Oh yeah, Season 1. The rest of the seasons were not.
No, but Serial Season 1 was the very first podcast. And nothing else that I listened to, and nothing else ever lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Sarah Kading is a real one. Yes. This is Marlena.
Shout out to the OG Marlena.
Hey girl. This Marlena, beautiful eye makeup. I'm just like immediately drawn to her eyes, and she looks a little conservative, but I also am a turtleneck girly. So I agree. I think it's a cute choice, but it is giving conservative, especially when you think about what other people are wearing. She's from West Palm Beach. She is a finance writer and she's 26. She's ready to commit and wants a man who's not afraid to wear his heart on his sleeve. Vulnerability is very important to her, and she's hoping Joey will show her his sensitive side. Her loved ones describe her as optimistic, loyal, and resilient. In 5 years, she hopes to be married with 2 kids and continue fostering rescue dogs. Her dream job is to be a parent, and she can't wait to enter her soccer mom era. She considers herself a hopeful romantic and always goes above and beyond to make her partner feel special. She's hoping Joey's ready to receive all the love she has to give. Fun fact, Marlena loves to read books by candlelight. She has much better eyesight than me. Nothing makes her happier than puppies. And when she golfs, she always drives the golf cart. I don't know.
The only thing I will say I don't like about her profile is that she doesn't mention her ethnicity, which, again, to me is just like, you're clearly a POC.
Right.
It's just always weird to me when they don't mention it.
Yeah.
But she's gorgeous.
Absolutely. She is really pretty. I'm going to have to see her like on screen before I make a judgment. I feel like she's really pretty. Her bio's fun, but I'm not really getting anything from it. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. All right.
I feel like good could be just because we're like in the M's.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just kind of like, all right, this is starting to run together now.
Like, yeah.
I love doing this because it helps me remember who they are when they come on screen. But like, this is all blurring together now. We need some. Mm-hmm. We need a new bio writer because y'all, whoever this has been doing this for years, you're getting repetitive.
Getting a little stale.
All right. Next, we have Nat. She's 26 and a registered nurse from Sudbury, Canada. Nat is beautiful, quirky, and wildly accomplished at only 26 years old. She's already earned her master's degree, become a professor, and is a successful nurse. The small town girl is ready for a new adventure and is hoping Joey is a perfect match for whom she's been waiting. Nat is the full package and wants a man with whom she can laugh, travel, and start building a life. One thing about Nat is that she really values her beauty sleep and tries to get at least 12 hours a night. She can sleep for up to 17 hours, though. That's insane.
I haven't gotten 12 hours since I was 12 years old.
I was like, since I was an infant.
That's like, crazy.
Insane. Then I will take that back. One time I had a concussion. I had to get this medication that was like a muscle relaxant. I slept for 18 hours, but I was drugged.
She would have been sleeping for 48 compared to like, what in the world?
The nurse loves to cuddle and get cozy with her man. So hopefully Joey is ready to drift into dreamland with Nat. Nat likes to sleep in an ice cold bedroom. Same. She suffers from a severe case of FOMO, and she believes that broccoli is a superior vegetable. Me too.
I love broccoli. The 12 hours of sleep is just blowing me because she gets like twice of what I get in the call a good night. If I got 6 hours, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to do this. So 12 is crazy.
This is being really nitpicky, but I don't like that we're just calling her Nat off the bat. I'm like, yeah.
Is it Natalie, Natalia,
Asha? Yeah, like I want to know your real name, and then once we're besties, then I'll call you Nat Nat or something.
Right. She has the same shirt as the other girl,
same style. So I feel the same way about it. Like your hair should be off your shoulders. Like let's clean it up.
I like the other girl's shirt better. Maybe it's because it's the puffy sleeves, but she looks friendly.
These are puffy sleeves too. Hers were definitely puffier. I just feel like the hair is just messing it up. But this is a gorgeous picture. I will say some of these colors, I'm like, did they, like, the color scheme doesn't necessarily go. I think
maybe they didn't know beforehand.
Lainey's was the worst. Lainey,
yeah.
The gray and the black. Yeah, it was like, oh, that didn't go at all. But I don't know. They're still all great pictures.
They are. So then we have Rachel. She is 26. She's an ICU nurse from Honolulu, Hawaii. Say aloha to the studying Rachel. This ICU nurse has worked hard to achieve her professional goals, but she's ready to find someone with whom to enjoy the journey of life. I want to just do control F and see how many times journey comes up in this article. Rachel is immensely proud of her Hawaiian roots and hopes to bond over her love of Hawaiian food and culture with Joey. Oh yeah, because he is living in Hawaii. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that why they got these girls from Hawaii?
Probably.
She comes from a big, tight-knit family. And she's really excited to start a family of her own. Okay. When it comes to relationships, she's looking for an honest, gentle, and supportive man with whom she can build a life. When she's not working at the hospital, Rachel loves watching Friends, reading Jane Austen books. Like, girl, is this me? And spending time with her loved ones. She's totally wifey material. Let's see if Joey thinks so too. He better. Rachel says there's nothing better than Hawaiian Christmas. Terrified of frogs. Same. Girl, the frogs there. It's like a lake or something behind my apartment building. And the frogs in the summer. I'd be fighting for my life. Her signature look growing up involved Bermuda shorts and feather earrings. Oh, girl. Brayden would really be into that, but he's
wife. That's what I was thinking.
I like her.
Oh, well. She missed out on Brayden.
Yeah. She's cute. She stands out. Even though we're at the bottom, she's, like, memorable.
Yeah, something about her. I don't know what it is, but I definitely am, like, putting her towards the top.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have Sam. Sam's picture just fire.
She's looking like,
yeah,
I'm that girl.
Nothing on me.
Right.
So Sam is 31. She's a CPA from Nashville, Tennessee. When it comes to living life, Sam likes to just say yes and lean in. The former New Yorker isn't afraid of adventure and taking risks when it comes to finding love. Sam works hard at her career as a CPA and also loves a night out enjoying pizza and margaritas with her friends. Since moving to Nashville, she's mostly met men who want to date casually, but Sam is ready to find someone who will make her their number one priority. She's looking for the kind of love that her mom and stepdad have and knows her perfect match is out there. Sam is ready to settle down and dreams of having a destination wedding very soon. So Joey, pack your bags. Sam hopes to have a destination wedding one day. You just told us that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If I was grading this.
Right. Sam dreams of going on safari in Africa and she loves to dine European style and have dinner at 10 p.m. Okay.
So she's not old enough to have acid reflux. Good girl. She got a couple more years and she'll be eating at 3 p.m.
Right.
She's cute.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. I want to see her. Like, I want to see her personality. She's definitely giving in this photo more than a lot of people have been giving.
And CPAs are so nerdy. So I'll be really interested to see, like, how that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that because like this outfit is not giving me CPA, so I'm like,
no,
oh,
no,
he's one of those like code switches.
No, I like her earrings. I like her like subtle jewelry. She just is interesting.
Yeah,
Samantha is. Whoa, this outfit! What is
giving Princess Jasmine?
It is, but you know what? I do know her from Instagram because she's memorable. She's a pro football cheerleader, and I saw her like a video she posted with the Dolphins. I think they're still good. They're doing and good.
She used to be a Disney princess. I guarantee you, she was Jasmine.
Okay, let's see. Oh, well, I see Prince Charming. Oh gosh, dang girl, you're good. Samantha may be best known as an NFL cheerleader, but there's a lot more to her than amazing dance skills and a beautiful smile. Before she became a professional cheerleader, she was a decorated pageant queen and a princess at Disney World. This former Disney princess, oh my God, who wrote this? Yeah. Looking for her real life Prince Charming and thinks Joy could be her soulmate. Samantha's genuine and charismatic and gives her all to relationships. When she's not on the road with the Miami Dolphins, Samantha loves hanging with her dog, Finley, that's a cute name, and enjoying pizza at her family's pizza restaurant. I kind of just upset restaurant. She's ready to get engaged on The Bachelor and is so excited to meet Joey. Fun fact, Samantha wants someone to take her on an airboat tour one day. Samantha keeps peonies in her apartment at all times because they make her happy. I like that about her. Samantha sings in the shower. Who doesn't, Samantha?
Right.
I like her.
She's very, very pretty. She's
very pretty.
Yeah. I'm a fan. And I'm a former Disney cast member too, so obviously I'm rooting for her.
She does give Disney. As soon as you said that, I'm like, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have Sandra. She is a 26 and a cybersecurity consultant in Nashville, Tennessee. We have a lot of people here from like the same area. I wonder if there's gonna be like we know each other type drama.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Except for Anna Redmond, that was too much.
That was terrible. That one was bad. But Sandra is a hardworking and compassionate as she is, and as compassionate as she is beautiful. She has her life all figured out from her career to her social life, and now she's ready to be a part of the power couple of which she's always dreamed. The cybersecurity agent truly loves love and is hoping her future husband will also be her best friend. When she's not working, Sandra loves watching Suits, traveling the world, and going on hot girl walks. She also can't wait to be a mom and wants to start a family soon. Sandra is so excited about this unique opportunity to find love with Joey, and we can't wait to see if he's what she's been looking for. Sandra loves going on hot girl walks with her girlfriends.
He's a real hot girl.
F for failure. Sandra would have thrived in the 1980s, She loves football and throws a mean spiral.
I like her.
The extensions are a bit much.
Her hair is giving volume.
Volume. Like, this is pageant queen 101.
Yeah. I don't know. She's giving good vibes. She doesn't feel 26, though.
She's kind of giving, I'm not like those other moms. I'm a cool mom.
She is. I really am excited to meet her. I think she will be, her eyebrows are perfect. Wow.
Yes.
I'm really excited to meet her.
Yeah, her teeth too, really pretty.
Just gorgeous all around. Mm-hmm. The next person is Star, which is a cute name, two R's. She's from Delray Beach, Florida. She's a mental health counselor. So it'll be interesting. We have a lot of mental health professionals. So
a lot of conversations about emotional intelligence and things.
Hopefully they will be two steps ahead of these producer manipulation. Mm-hmm. But she's a mental health counselor, 25, and she's 100% wife material. The Brazilian-American beauty is intelligent, resilient, and positive, and she's ready to meet her match. She's passionate about her work as a mental health counselor and feels like her career is what she's put on this earth to do. That is really great. If you can find the career that you feel like aligned with, that is a gem. And she's not helping others. She loves trying new restaurants, having a picnic on the beach, and going for runs. She's tired of being the third wheel for all her friends who are getting engaged and married. She's looking for a man who's ambitious, family-oriented, funny, and in whom she can truly confide. Will Joy be the one to show Star that true love is out there? Only time will tell. She does a great Britney Spears impression. She admits that she's always late and she likes her margaritas spicy. She went up for me just because of the Britney Spears thing. I want to see her do this. I hope they make her do it somehow this season.
She's got to make it to the talent show date, which is usually like week two. So
she has to be on there. I want to see this.
I want to see that so bad because I adore Britney Spears. I just need to know.
How does this not go? A girl, not yet a woman. What a beautiful. I do love Britney. She's that girl. Or woman.
I do appreciate her telling us that she's Brazilian.
Yes.
I had a feeling she was something, but I let me know.
Now we know. Yeah, I like her.
Yes.
I hope Joy does too.
Next we have Sydney. I will say I love Sydney's outfit.
It's cute.
Very cute. It's for those of you who don't have the pictures right in front of you, she's wearing it's like a two-piece royal blue crop top and a skirt that matches, and there's like a diagonal ridge going through it. It's like a mesh material. It's very pretty.
It is.
Sydney is 28 years old. She's a vintage store owner from Newport, Rhode Island. I bet you she knows Ashley and Jared. I just have this feeling.
Well, that makes me not like
right. So Sydney is a boss woman looking to add romance to her life. She is smart, free-spirited, and entrepreneurial, which has led her to owning her own successful vintage store. Sydney says what she's doing now is her dream job, and while her life is very full, she shared, "I am so ready to find my forever person." The store owner knows Joey checks a lot of her dating boxes and hopes to leave the bachelor engaged to the love of her life. Sydney wants a man who is as adventurous as she is. She's willing to look to same-day international flight just go. So she and
these people have money.
or they all have flight benefits and no one's talking about it. So Joey, pack your bags and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime with Sydney. Sydney's cats know how to play fetch and sit on command. I wish she can come teach mine. Wow. Sydney was voted most cool spirit in high school, and she lived in Thailand where she taught English.
Her photo is giving most cool spirit.
For sure. I could definitely see that. She's got a little, is that a cowboy boot tattoo on her arm?
Yeah.
That's funny. I want to know Sydney more. I want to know more about her.
I like her. Her outfit is like good, but I feel like also it could have photographed poorly, but it ended up, and she also has a cowboy boot on her necklace. Yeah, something's going on.
We need to know more.
But she's from Rhode Island? What's going on, girl?
I have questions. She's got a lot of tattoos. She's got like tattoos on her ring fingers too.
Yeah, she is pretty cool. I'll give her that. She's
like, she owns a vintage clothing store. Like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Does she have pink in her hair too? Am I seeing
the lighting? I can't.
Is that my computer?
I can see it on my end too, but it could just be lighting.
Okay.
It's like causing a lot of highlights on people.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I like Sydney.
Yeah, me too. All okay. Right. This is Talia. Definitely Talia. And Talia is 23. Oh, girl, she's a baby. And she's from Huntington Beach, California. She is ready to say goodbye to the single life. Girl, you're just okay. She can't wait to meet Joey. Is hoping he's the genuine, loyal, and romantic guy for whom she has been searching. On the weekend, she enjoys watching Gossip Girl, cuddled up with her chihuahua, Lil Mama, whom she loves more than anything. Talia and Lil Mama are a package deal. Take note. And she's I can't say it. What can I say? I'm so tired. She's an esthetician and a true romantic at heart. And she's ready to receive the love that she has to give. When Talia is interested in her man, her pickup line is asking if they met before. That's really smart, girl. I'm going to take that.
Me too. So
we can't wait to see if her limo entrance gives her deja vu. I don't know if it's going to work with Joey. But she needs a good pair of leggings to survive. She loves the style of the 1950s era. That's so random, girl.
Random.
That's really the most random.
Especially for a Black woman.
I know, like, girl, what was we doing in 1950? Like, yeah. Not so-
Our style wasn't that great then, girl.
She loves pancakes. I don't know. This bio is kind of wild.
It's giving 23. It's giving I'm 23. Like, my sister, she reminds me of my sister. My sister's 23. This is definitely some, like, I'm oblivious to the world.
I need to see her on screen because yes. This whole, just a big conundrum, this one was.
100%. But she's gorgeous.
She's very beautiful.
Just want to point that out. Very gorgeous girl. All right. Next, we have Taylor. Taylor is also 23. She's from Chicago, Illinois, and she's a recruiter. Taylor is witty, loyal, generous, and always up for a good time. The Midwest beauty has been in serious relationships before and knows she's ready for marriage. Taylor says Joey is 100% her type and truly believes everything happens for a reason. She's hoping the reason they're both here is fate to be together forever. But there's 32 of you that are all there.
Just her and Joey only.
This is just her fate.
Just her.
When Taylor isn't working at her HR job, she loves going to hot yoga, reading Taylor Jenkins Reid books, and spending time with her close family. Taylor's idea of a perfect day is getting all bundled up, going ice skating, and then ending the night at a sushi restaurant. She truly believes that the next person she dates will be her last, so let's see if Joey is the man for whom she's been waiting. Her fun facts is that she says she's the Samantha of her friend group, which, again, just to me is like, you have an older soul. Samantha was older than all her friends.
You were 0 years old when the show premiered.
Also that, because I came out in the 90s.
Right. Actually, she wasn't even born, girl. Taylor. She
wasn't even born.
Taylor, bye. You mean Sam and Cat. Nickelodeon. You don't mean Sex and the City.
Yes, maybe that's what she meant.
She meant Sam and Cat.
Yes. Good food to Taylor is Taylor's love language. That's not a love language, honey. If Taylor could be anyone for a day, she says she would be Joey's fiance.
That's funny.
That cracked me up. Like, okay, girl, I see you. So she's funny. Yeah, I like that she says she's a Samantha of the friend group. That's probably why I didn't notice when I first read this that she was only 23. that's giving old soul vibes.
Yeah, she must have some older sisters or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to read the last one?
We've made it. And you guys have made it if you're still listening. We did it, Joe. Oh gosh, we gotta do it again, Joe. This is Zoe and she's 24. She's from ATL, a lot of Georgia peaches. She's an artist at 24. She needs a man who is ready to commit and willing to show up for her the way she will show up for him in a relationship. The Cuban-American beauty is a full-time artist and has exceptionally successful career as a sculptor, welder, and photographer. She has been in a serious long-term relationship before, so she's ready for a genuine forever kind of love. She dreams of taking Joy on a date night to a museum. Oh, that she could win because that's what happened with Katie and Zach, where they can appreciate the art, have meaningful conversations, and completely unplugged from the rest of the world. When she's not creating, Zoe enjoys going for runs along the river and trying new restaurants with her loved ones. Will Joey be Zoe's person, or will her search for the perfect love story continue? That sounds like a bachelorette.
They can't get married just because of Zoe and Joey. That would, no.
I really like her first fun fact. She loves reading Architectural Digest, and I'm obsessed with their YouTube.
That was a really good fun fact.
Really good. Like, that's the best one. She isn't afraid to hop on the back of a motorcycle. I am. Zoe will notice if you're on your phone too much. Don't go into teaching, Zoe. She's giving me JoJo Siwa energy.
Yes.
Like, she's going to be like on the
park. Bouncy, so, bouncy.
Yeah, I like her from whatever it was that Nick and Tyler on Special Forces.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But JoJo has some energy. I'm like, girl, these people are in their 30s and 40s.
Cool that, girl. Calm down. Listen, this was perfect. We got
I usually don't like the bios, but this was, like, fun to do. Like, I feel like it's kind of hard to make snap judgments, but I really did enjoy it, so I'm glad we got to do this.
Thank you so much for coming. Of course. love going through this. My favorite part of the season. Yeah, I know sometimes it's like tedious because they all sound alike.
Yeah.
That's why it's fun to do it with a friend.
Yeah, I think it was good. I still think we kept it light, kept it fun. I think it was good.
All right. So Ash, tell the people where they can find you.
So I'm on Instagram, TikTok, and X and Threads, but I don't post on Threads. And it's Ash Talks Batch, and I do have a Substack that you can find at the link in my bio. Please subscribe and follow.
Thank you so much. We will do all of those things, and we will see you guys next week when we pick our teams, pick our leagues for the season.
Yes.
After we Instagram stalk. All right. Thanks, Ash. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingitwith_Rae. That's R-A-E. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.